And it was a letter from someone who was listening to a flashback, or actually was listening to a show of ours, and he heard a woman call the show, and he says he swears to God it was Betty White. And we'll get to that in about 2 seconds. You listen to this. Now, you know, Betty White was on that show, The Golden Girls, and she was an old-school television hostess and did a lot of acting, and I suppose is still very well-known. And it's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. But when I see you walking around... No, but it's not unusual, I don't think, because I told you that one time, Debbie Boone, you know, the singer, she said to me that her dad has called the show. So I'm sure that I've had other people... Who? Mary Tyler Moore. Who was that? Who was on the Mary Tyler Moore?
Betty White.
Oh, Betty White was on the Mary Tyler... Yeah, she's on the Mary Tyler Moore show. So we'll get to that in a moment here. First off, just a couple of emails. This is from Damian James. Phil, I heard you talking about the deliverance-like areas in the Ozarks where there are tribes of inbred, isolated white folks stuck in the middle of nowhere. America, that is, where they can't read. You then made a comment that it must be like that in Canada, only worse. Well, I am in Canada, and I'll tell you right now that there are indeed places up here like that. One such place is a little isolated community of inbred, illiterate white folks called Calgary. In fact, every year they have an actual celebration of their inbred, illiterate, isolated whiteness, a sort of squeal-like-a-pig festival. They call it the Calgary Stampede. Anyways, Phil, I used to live in Calgary, and I finally thumbed my way out of there. Yep, I got out. I really didn't care if I went to jail. There is another well-known Ozarkian community in Canada of inbred, isolated, illiterate hillbillies. It's called the Canadian government, but that's a whole other story. Thanks for all of the laughs and talk radio, gods forbid, intelligent banter. Your loyal Canuck listener, Damian James. Thank you, Damian. Yeah, Calgary Stampede is a rodeo. But you know, it's really freaking huge, dude. Mr. Hendry, this is from A.J. Anderson, and I don't know whether this guy is kidding or not. A.J. Anderson, here's the tip-off that it might be a gag. Dilworth, Minnesota. Mr. A.J. Anderson writes, the woman you have on your show is a true B-I-T-C-H and knows nothing about how to successfully lose weight. Abusing children in high school or junior high school just makes their problem worse. The self-image of those overweight children is already bad enough without a teacher making it worse. Ultimately, it comes down to the overweight person's decision if they're going to lose weight or not. If this woman worked in the school district where I live, I would sue her for child abuse. It's when we had Clara Bingham on saying that when a fat kid came on campus, she'd start playing cow mooing sound effects and would say things like, hey, Globe Boy. Now, I thought it sounded like a real letter, and then I saw A.J. Anderson, Dilworth, Minnesota. But he also works at a station, I think, because it says here, AM 1660, West Fargo. Get out of here. It's got to be a gag.
No, I think it's real.
I think it's a gag.
I think it's real.
I think it's a gag, and I got the last word.
Real.
Here's a best line. Steve Bozell upset a young girl at a slumber party by stepping over her sleeping bag, wearing a long T-shirt and no underwear. When a caller called in to tell him how wrong he was in doing this, he responded, quote, when I decided to straddle someone's face with my genitals showing, you'll be the first to know. Okay, that's the best line. My vote for the best line, Phil, is Don Berman, who said to a caller, quote, you say you have black friends and yet you never smoke crack. Bull crap. Okay, that was very racist and wrong. This is from Brian Michael. Phil, I have a line here from way back when Roy Horn got mauled by the tiger. Austin Amarca wanted to be put on the disability. He wanted to be put on disability because he couldn't work knowing a gay had more courage than him. Talking about the tiger putting his lips on him, Austin said, I told a doctor in front of three nurses that I would urinate my slacks in a business suit if that happened to me. All right, it's time now to...
Dilworth is just east of Fargo and west of Glendon. It lies right on the 94 freeway. What a douche.
You called me a douche, you little...
What is?
Don't start bawling. All right, now it's time for this so-called Betty White person. Is this Betty White? I don't know. This is from February. Guy says he swears to God. And when Mark heard it, you're pretty certain. Parts of it. All right. Let's listen. Is this caller, in fact, Betty White? You decide.
Hi, my name's Betty, and
yes, ma'am.
I think the gentleman there, even though he's a father, I'm certainly glad he's not my father or the father of my children. Those children are going to have a political agenda.
Well, why are they doing
Excuse
it with
me, they can hardly manage to survive. And all they're caring about is thinking about a football game, and he's bringing it into the Academy Awards?
Well, they're bringing out the Eagles. Are you familiar with this week's Super Bowl, ma'am?
It's yes, gonna be I love football.
All right, it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots.
And that has nothing to do with those children being political.
Well, that's where we disagree.
Nothing.
That's where we disagree.
Nothing. Well, obviously.
They told Phil, and Peggy Auger, who's with the Children's Outreach, said the kids like the patriotic idea.
All right, they like the patriotic idea.
Are you an American and you're not patriotic?
Of course I'm patriotic, but these days...
I don't think so.
Well, what are you, a Republican? You're a Republican, right?
Yeah, and I wouldn't care if I was a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent.
Ma'am,
those are children.
I'm not somebody who's easily manipulated
by a bald
kid. And you
know what? Who cares about the Academy Awards? This is going to hurt the Academy Awards. Absolutely nuts.
Ma'am,
so goodbye.
I can say no to a bald kid. You can't.
Anyway, is that Betty White? I don't think so. I shouldn't have given my opinion because now people are going to call in. Yeah, you're right, Phil. Let's just go to the phones here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let's see. Hal, go ahead.
Phil, it's Hal Lavalier and Viola.
How you guys doing?
Phil, we're good. Hal knew Betty White.
We're on our way to the airport right now, Phil. We'll call you from the plane later. I knew Betty White a number of years ago because I worked in the real estate. I sold her and her husband, Alan Ludden. You remember Alan Ludden, Phil?
Vaguely, yeah.
All right. I sold him a house, and we had some legal issues regarding the house. I thought he was... I wouldn't pee on him if he was on fire, but I thought she was a marvelous woman. But I thought Alan Ludden, I wouldn't go across the street to pee on him if he was on... Here, you take it.
Yeah, Phil, he knew Alan Ludden.
I understand that. Is it Betty White?
Well, he wants to know, is it Betty White?
What?
He wants to know, is it Betty White?
Just ask, what do you think, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Do you think it's Betty White?
I'll do it. Phil, Hal Lavalier.
I know.
All right. Look, I knew Betty White and Alan Ludden years ago. I sold her.
Yeah, you sold him a house, I heard.
All right. I thought he was a horrible running sore of a human being, but she was a marvelous, marvelous woman. But Alan Ludden, I wouldn't go across the street to pee on...
Yes, I get it.
All right. So what... Was
that Betty White?
Hold on. See, Betty White...
Get him out of here, will you? Start screening some calls, bud.
I'm doing the best I can.
Clara, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, hello.
Clara?
Yes, Phil. How are you doing?
Good.
I heard the lady, Betty White, and could I hear it again? Just one bit of it.
Go ahead. Play a little bit of it for
me. Hi, my name's Betty, and
yes,
I think... The gentleman there, even though he's a father, I'm certainly glad he's not my...
Which one was Betty White?
Which one was Betty... Thank you. Bob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. Bob Green.
How are you, sir?
Great, Phil. I'm on my way to San Diego right now in a San Diegan, and I heard your program as I was pulling up at Union Station, and you were asking if that was Betty White. Hey, boy, pull it. Hey, boy, give me a drink. Now, you...
Wait a minute, man. Where are you?
I'm on the train right now. And I just asked one of the porters to get me a drink.
What's with this hey, boy?
No, it's okay. It's on a train, you're taken back in time.
What do you mean, on a train, you're taken back in time?
Have you traveled by train lately, Mr. Henry?
I was on a train not too long. Well, yeah, 15 years ago.
Oh, it's... Train travel, Phil, is like going back to an America that is long forgotten, and it's just wonderful. I'm in the dining car right now, and it's as if you're in the 19th century and you're traveling out west. It's just great. Hey, any of you bucks got a light?
Jeez, who are you talking to, man?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
It's Doc Fresno.
Hey, dude, I hate to tell you, if you're going to San Diego, you're going the wrong way.
Who cares? I said any of you bucks got a light.
Yeah.
Now, Phil...
Who are you talking to?
Some of the porters. They're nice guys.
Any of you bucks got a light? Wow.
Isn't it great? Yeah, it's white people heaven.
Bug off. Who's this, Viola?
Yeah, Phil, we're airborne now, and...
Oh, gee. Any of you bucks got a light? 1-800-449-8686. This is a kind of a tough time of year for anybody that uses their voice because it is allergy season. And what happens is the air dries out in some parts of the country and can really dry out the vocal cords to the point where you don't have the elasticity, I guess you'd call it, in your vocal cords. And so what transpires then is a very, very difficult job for an individual using their voice to do their job. We're very honored to have on the show tonight Dolly Parton, who suffers from this. And Ms. Parton, thank you very much for joining us. Are you up in an airplane too?
Yeah, I'm right now. I am, yeah. Why?
Because the last people that called were in a plane.
The last people called?
Yeah.
No, I'm just on a private plane. I'm on my way out to a state fair.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Bloomington, Indiana to do the state fair, yeah.
So, Ms. Parton, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good. Man here said we'll be in Bloomington about 20 minutes.
Ms. Parton, your voice obviously is very strained. It sounds a lot different. Is this from allergies?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's from.
From allergies, huh?
Yeah. But I'm Dolly Parton, you know. But right now, yeah, definitely on me sing in a way I want to, you know.
Well, can you sing a song for us? Can you not sing at all?
Right now, I can't sing now. I'll get on the ground and get a glass of water. And that'll probably help.
Don't you have any water up in the plane?
Say that again?
Don't you have any water in the plane, Miss Parton?
No, I don't have no water right now. I got a Diet Coke. I got a plastic bottle of Diet Coke I got at the airport. But, you know, that doesn't do it. But I go down and I get a glass of water. You know.
Well, can you sing a song for... I mean, my listeners are not going to believe your voice sounds so different because of your allergy.
Oh, yeah, I get that a lot, you know. If I call and make a hotel reservation, you know, and I say, hi, I'm Dolly Parton, I want to get it there. A man say, boy, you know, because he think I'm a black, you know, he think I'm colored, you know. But I ain't. I'm Dolly Parton. I got the big jugs, I got it all going on, you know. The problem is, though... if I call for hotel reservation, that kind of thing, okay, I dial up Enterprise, rent a car, like Avis rent a car, something like that. I know, it's weird, man. You know, it's nuts.
Well, can you sing a song? I mean,
I can try. You know, it ain't going to sound good.
Well, what was that song you did from The Bodyguard?
Song I did for The Bodyguard. You mean the one I wrote?
Oh, yeah, I'll Always Love You.
Yeah. Will I only love you? That one?
Yeah, I guess that's the one. It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. So what else?
Well, that's it, man. I mean, so what do you, I mean, not man, ma'am. What else are you doing for your allergies?
You know, I take a Sudafed. But that mostly so my ears will pop when I get up in the air, you know. But other than that, I don't know. But the song I wrote is I Will Always Love You. And I wrote that, and Whitney Houston done that, you know.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Okay. Well, Dolly, so you say water is the best thing, huh?
Say that again.
You say water is the best thing?
Yeah, water is good. Sudafed. A lot of time I'll get a contact, you know, a 12-hour contact pill, and my boy will come back like that.
Right. All right, well, listen, Dolly, it's nice talking to you, Miss Parton. By the way, you still got the Dollywood Park?
Oh, yeah, I got that. Yeah, I got that, you know. And I got a lot of stuff going on, you know.
Right. Thank you very much, Dolly, for talking to us.
You bet.
What are you looking at?
Dolly Parton, huh?
That's her. I talked to her manager. I talked to the record company. They said that's the way she sounds every spring.
Are you putting me on?
I swear to Jesus, hammered up on a 4x.
I mean, she sounded like some cat. She sounded like some old blues cat.
I don't know. But I talked to the manager and a record company, and they swore to God
that was Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Well, she's got a pretty bad allergy, man. I'll say that. That's bad. That's like her vocal cords just collapsed or something.
There are a lot of them out there that affects them. You know, I was talking the other day. I mean, like, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard, in fact, he's going to call in.
Does he have allergies too?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You got Joe Elliott from Def Leppard's going to call in?
Yeah, because he goes to the vocal coach down here, Roger Love, down here in Hollywood.
Is he going to call now?
Yeah. Well, I heard Miss Parton. He said he'd call.
He's calling now.
Well, you got to get the next couple minutes or next few seconds. I think I got him on the line pretty soon.
Joe Elliott, you know, I'm kind of a Def Leppard fan. We got any Def Leppard music? Joe Elliott's going to call here in a second then, right, bud?
Yeah, be calling in.
1-800-449-8686 of the Phil Henry Show. The consensus, by the way, of the tape that we played is from our listeners is that it was Betty White. But I have to tell you, neither Harry nor I or Mark think that it was. It started out sounding like Betty White, but as the woman continued talking, I don't think it was Betty White. So the dude that wrote that, and the guy was so insistent in the email, Phil, I know you won't think it's Betty White, but it's Betty White.
I got him.
You got Joe Elliott.
Yeah.
All right, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard joins us right now. Joe, how are you?
Yeah, I'm real good.
This is the same guy I was talking to.
Dolly Parton.
What's that?
Who is this?
It's Joe Elliott.
This ain't Dolly Parton.
No, I ain't Dolly Parton. What?
Hang up on him, bud.
I can't hang up on Joe Elliott. He's a big star.
I'll hang up on him. All right, which one of your friends was that?
One of my friends.
Which one of your friends was that? Was that Ray?
No.
Was that Butch?
No.
Gangrene?
No.
Moldy?
No.
I'm going to find out which one of your friends that was.
One of my friends was Joe Elliott.
Sounding just like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, that's what the allergy do.
And they're both in an airplane.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You might have your friends, if they're going to call with two different voices, be in different places. Not the same guy in a freaking airplane with a black guy voice. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. More email. I'll do it. I don't want you reading it, bud. Says, hey, Phil, big props to you for putting that photo of a U.S. soldier holding that poor little kid who was blown up by other Muslims. I checked Al Jazeera's website, and guess what? It wasn't on there. For me, the guy holding the kid symbolizes what America embodies. I don't care what... I don't care anything about Halliburton, Bush knew, or any of that crap. We're doing what needed to be done decades ago. Freedom ain't free. Peace ain't pretty. Cheers, Mark, Simi Valley. Hi, Phil. Just a short note to tell you. I'm using my backstage pass to listen to you here in beautiful Tikrit, Iraq. I have been playing your show for a bunch of kids who've never heard it before. Really? That's unusual. I played your show for some kids here in Iraq who've never heard it. And have created a bastion of rabid fans. What in hell? I wrote this guy back and said, you better send me some pictures. I want to make sure that this... If we hadn't dug Saddam out of his hole, we could have converted him to fan status as well, but who'd want him? Don's got some items that you won't even believe Don's going to show us, but someday, Don, you tell me these are going to be commonplace.
That's exactly right, Gary. These three items I've got in front of you.
Well, instead of telling me what they might do, why don't you describe one of them?
This is a rubber bag. Okay. That fills with air.
Right.
Now, this will be used in the future for people who are looking to enjoy themselves, let's say, at a party. Now, you sit this. Why don't you get up for a minute from your chair, Gary?
All right.
Now, I'll put it under here. Now, sit down.
Okay. All right, so it made a fart noise.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
I don't know. What's this?
All right, this is great. See this?
All right, you have like glasses and a plastic nose.
Right. And an artificial mustache. It'll help you disguise yourself in the future. See, now these things are unknown.
Uh-huh. And what's this?
This is a plastic flower that squirts liquid on you. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I've seen all of these things in a joke store.
You're kidding me. What, are you going to cry now?
Yeah.
Why are you crying?
Because I come on here to do a show.
Well, I don't want to make you cry.
I came on here to do a show, and you come in with a fart maker. A fart maker, a plastic nose, and a plastic flower that squirts. And you say that's things from the future.
I really did. I really thought they were.
Well, you got to be the stupidest man I ever met. They aren't from the future. They're from a joke store. And now I don't have any show.
Well, I guess I could. You want me to take over?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Don Dugan, and welcome to Gary Snail's Computer Show. Gary is crying right now, feeling very depressed because I brought on a fart maker, a flatulence, a whoopee cushion is what it's called, and I thought it was a futuristic device, but apparently you can buy them in stores. Well, let's take a phone call. Hi, welcome to Gary Snail's Computer Show.
Hi. Is Gary there?
No, he's not. He's crying.
Why?
Well, he got upset because I brought a flatulence, a whoopee cushion in and made a fart noise with it, and I didn't understand that it wasn't
Well, that's kind of got thin skin, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he does.
All right, well, my question is this. I just bought a Hewlett-Packard desktop. It's got a 17-inch screen. Now, I think the disk drive is crashing on it because when I load in a disk, it doesn't start right away. Is it crashing? Is the hard drive crashing, or do I need to just get a lens cleaner or something?
Well, I'd start out with a lens cleaner. Make sure you got everything's clean in there. Make sure the lens is clean, because you never know what's not going to trigger it. I'll let people panic and think that their hard drive's crashing.
All right, that's all I want to know. Thanks a lot. Your name's what?
I'm Don Dugan.
And you're there because Gary was crying.
Yeah, Gary cried and ran away.
All right, well, I think you're good. I think you're better than Gary. What a baby.
There's no doubt about it. He really got upset just because we brought in a plastic flower and a thing, you know, that made a fart sound. And I don't understand why. All right, next call. Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good. This is Don Dugan in for Gary Snail here on the Computer Show.
I found something in my husband's computer. It's marked my files, I think it's my computer. Do you know anything about that?
Right, that's just a personal file that people can keep personal notes, personal records on a computer.
All right, now it had pictures. I guess you could call it pornography. Is there any way I can delete that without him knowing?
Well, once you delete it, he'll know it's been deleted.
Oh, okay. So I can't delete it without him knowing?
No, you can't delete something without someone knowing that it was deleted, because when he goes to find it, it won't be there.
Oh, I get you. Oh, okay, so that's the mistake I was making.
All right, I hope that clears it up.
It does. And your name is?
I'm Don Dugan.
Where's Gary?
Gary started to cry and got upset because I messed up his show.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, I thought I found a whoopee cushion in a joke store, and I thought it was a futuristic device, but apparently it's all over the place, and it made a gas sound, and he really got upset.
Well, that seems like a little extreme.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, thank you. You're very kind, and we love your program, whoever you are.
Well, I'm Don Dugan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and let's take a call here from E.G. Hi, E.G.
Hey, is this Don?
Yes.
Don, this is E.G. Bill. I'm the owner of the radio station. I think you're doing a hell of a job.
Well, thank you.
And I'm going to ask you if you need a bump payment.
Well, I can tell you right now, you need to back off that cell phone.
I want to ask you if you have time to fill in next week.
I think I do.
I think Gary's a big baby for running away just because you made, fart noises and squirted him with water.
Well, I think so, but I mean, that's not my call. It's your call.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you come on in? We'll talk turkey.
Okay, should I get to the station?
Come on Wednesday noon. I'll have my girl pencil it in.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. I'm Don Dugan.
That fella about the gasoline, you said was different. Did you put in a lawnmower, a cheaper gas?
Yes, sir.
You are full of it. I haul gasoline to your stations for a lot of years, sir, and that is no different than any other gasoline you put in the car. Now, don't come along and tell these poor people that don't understand.
There's a difference between a weed-eater gasoline.
They come right to your gas station, and they put it in your tank, and then they stick it in the can and bring it home to the.
All right,
it's
hold
so
on.
Different.
Brad, this
and
is
it
Phil.
Sounds...
Brad, this is Phil Hendry. I want to ask. So if I go to the gas station and I ask the guy, I want some gas for my lawnmower.
He goes in the back and gets this lousy garbage they got. It's
No.
Yeah,
don't
it's
tell
the
me
lousy
that.
Stuff.
No. You can't fool
it's
all
like
people all the time.
64
and you know,
octane.
You sound like you have a personal problem anyway.
Why?
If you smell like human waste when you go home, sir, why don't you clean up before you go home?
I will, but the fact of the matter is that I, as a service station owner, shouldn't have to be sticking my hand into a diaper full of load.
It's no different than any other business. You can't handle her. If you can't run it on the porch with the big dog, jump off. You don't sound like you should
well,
be in business.
Well, you know something? That's all very nice that you say that. But I'm here to tell people the truth, that lawnmower gas is part Coca-Cola, part fuel.
Well,
it's,
I can't
a lot
really
of different
tell
stuff.
You what I would think because you are
know.
Full of it. And you have
hey,
another
Brad, you drive you drive tanker trucks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, all right. You drive for one company or all the companies?
I drive for all the companies.
Well, so...
Well, he doesn't know anything about gas. He's hauling it behind him. The only thing you know is how it smells.
Yeah, that's right. And most of it comes out of the same thing.
Hey, let me ask you something.
The additive.
Hey, Brad.
And there's something else you said was a lie, sir.
Brad, have you ever tried to get ass nugget soup out from under your fingernails? No, you haven't.
Listen, you smart ass.
You
said
haven't.
That there were stations shorting people a gallon of gas. That's a lie. That is regulated, federally regulated, and you know it is. That's
of course I do. But you know that service stations will make the gas coming out of that pump a little, like a little a trickle, and it'll be bringing it up a big $20 price, and you're getting a half a gallon of gas.
Well,
you're
wait,
wrong.
That's impossible,
you're
because
wrong.
When I turn the key, I'm going to see if I got a full tank.
You get a full tank, yeah, for $100.
You're crazy.
You're nuts. All right, listen, Brad.
Hey, listen, pal. Don't you drive the truck, man. I'm the guy that operates the service station.
Don't even operate a service station. You sound like you've got a personal problem.
No, sir, I don't. Wait, when you find a toilet seat in the potato chip section, then you won't be so Mr. I Haul Gas Big Shot. Jesus, the stuff that comes out, it's like a kid taking a pee. No, he thinks he's a big shot. God.
Yeah,
all right, okay,
big
Brad.
Shot.
No, you think you're a big shot because you haul gas.
No, sir, I go to a lot of different gas stations, and there's nobody around that I ever see with the mess that you're talking about.
Okay.
You are just simply out of place, and I'm sorry, I don't have time to argue
how much
with
are
you
they,
because you aren't going to...
What's
I'm
the
not,
price? What's a gallon of gas up where you live? What, how
dollar,
much?
$1.79 right
dollar
now.
$1.79. Well, it's $2 out here, and you want to know why?
So what? It'll be $2 around here, too,
pretty
quick.
We got pigs living out here. Maybe you got cleaner people.
Well, I'm glad I'm not on the East Coast, then, if everybody's like that. Huh?
Well, hey, I'm not on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast, Mr. I Haul Mobile.
No,
well,
I don't
whatever.
Haul mobile.
Right.
I haul them off. And what difference does it make?
Maybe you ought to haul ass instead of gas, Pedro.
Because I think it's kind of humorous, but I have to tell you, what if a gentleman came up to you, Bob, and asked you, with no intonation, no tone of voice, nothing perverted in his tone of voice, but he asked you if you wanted a free popsicle, and then he asked you to hold a salami so he could take a picture of you?
Well, first of all, if you find it humorous, then you don't find fault with any of this, correct?
I don't necessarily. I definitely think it's sexual in nature, but I do think it's kind of a humorous thing.
It's sexual in nature.
Well, you're not denying that it's sexual in nature.
How come these guys come back from Iraq and everybody's kissing their butts?
You know what? Compare apples to apples. That's my point. Don't keep going to Elton John or the guys from Iraq. Compare apples to apples. How would you feel if the guy came up to you and asked you that? He wasn't blatantly gay.
Right.
He asked you to eat a popsicle so he could take a picture of you. How would
No, I'm not going to do it because, first of all, maybe I don't feel like having a popsicle. Secondly, I don't want to use my name for a commercial endorsement.
So that's the only reason you wouldn't do it?
I would also tell him in a
way that was inappropriate?
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you this. He's obviously a homosexual. You know what I tell him? I tell him the baby corn is in aisle 4.
The baby corn is in aisle 4.
That's right.
Well, that would definitely be, if he wasn't being sexual to you, you're alleging that you're not being sexual to these women,
but see, Layla,
that would be an entirely inappropriate comeback.
Wait a minute. The point that I'm making is those women could have said to me, No, I'm not going to suck on a popsicle for you.
Well, guess
but they
what?
Wanted
Some
to.
Of them are. That's why you're being sued, though.
Yeah, that's why you're being sued.
Wait a minute.
Because
the lady...
they are saying that. They're saying, oh, wow, I just realized I was taken advantage of.
Oh, wait a second.
Take a picture and think, wow, you know, this is great. I'm customer of the month. And then she finds out.
Wait a minute. That's unfair to say. That's unfair to say. If I said to the guy, you know what? No, thank you very much, Elton. I don't want to suck on a popsicle and the baby corn's in aisle four. Now, those women didn't say that to me. They said, sure, I'll hold your sausage.
I
So, and now she's suing me. And this is what I'm talking about. And I don't blame the customers. I blame the lawyers that line up like vultures to suck the money out of them, if you'll pardon the expression, suck, and then have the audacity to sue me. Meanwhile, you've got you got Chinese porn in here.
Okay, there you go again. Chinese, Elton John.
Definitely stay on apples and apples. That was my main point of this conversation.
Well, I don't
stay
understand.
Apples to apples.
No, well, see,
you know that as a grocer. You can't compare apples and oranges. Just
if I came up to you in a grocery store and I said, Layla, you've been shopping here for 6 months. I want to make you customer of the month. Would you please hold this sausage? And I want to get your picture.
You know what? I wouldn't do it. That's the way my mind works. So I would definitely see that it was sexual in nature, and I'd probably laugh because I think it's funny.
Yeah, Ms. Renner, I don't think that this...
But I don't have a problem with being, you know, flirted with or whatever.
All right, here's the other instance and the other part of this, because there's like three or four parts of this lawsuit. There is,
and people are more sensitive than I am.
There were two women who were posing with corn dogs. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, they also have come forward.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Now all of a sudden I'm a bad guy. All of a sudden that...
Well, wait a minute, man. Sausages, corn dogs.
Yeah, it's definitely
I don't
got
understand.
Some significance there, Freudian significance.
Well, man, you know, if I may say, I think your mind works in a funny way.
Sir,
well, not in a funny way. It seems to work in the same way that yours does.
Mr. Green, had you... Had you dipped the corn dogs in mayonnaise?
You know, I think it's very unfair.
No, had you dipped them in mayonnaise?
Oh, no.
I think it's very unfair, and I think you're walking very close to a lawsuit, Mr. Henry.
No, you can't. What are you going to sue me for? Reporting the news? I'm reading out of the transcript of a lawsuit. You had two women stand.
Why were they holding the corn dogs? And let me ask this lady, Layla. Layla?
Yes?
If we had a special on corn dogs, and I said, you're a customer of the month, would you hold this one dipped in mayonnaise?
You know what? I might do it. But it would definitely be with the awareness of what your point was there.
Oh, so then you can't turn around and sue me.
You can't
say, I know that it's sexual, but
you know what? Do you assume that everyone's mind works the way that yours and mine does?
Well,
because maybe they didn't notice until they saw the trend that was
You ought to shop at my store because you sound like you might enjoy it.
Yeah.
Maybe I would. But,
yeah, right. That's
but
right,
there's
man.
A lot of people that don't.
All
and
right,
a
listen.
Lot of people don't see what's going on until it's put in front of them and they realize that they've been made a fool
well,
of
I just
and
don't
that's
think,
what they don't approve of.
Well, I don't think you can turn around and sue me after you willingly stood there with a corn dog dipped in mayonnaise.
All right, I get it. Layla, thank you very much.
You take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. You're in big trouble.
I'm in big trouble, huh? I'm in big...
You're running around with your little cute jokes, corn dogs, corn on the cob, the whole night, and the Italian sweet sausage, and then you have the gall to bring up our soldiers returning from Iraq and Elton John and Chinese getting smuggled into the country.
You know, you can go straight down there to... You can go to the nether reaches.